Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Parochial Vicar, Associate Director of the Catholic community. It is the first Sunday of Ordinary Time in the Baptism of Our Lord. The readings are from Cycle C.
When we first arrived at Stanford, we arrived with great expectations. Everyone who saw us off to the farm thought that we were going to do great and mighty things. We had a lot of expectations when we took off to come to the farm. Many of our friends and family said that we would create the new AI, or cure cancer, or found that philosophical school of thought that would explain everything. So when we made it to the farm, there were a lot of expectations laid upon us. Those listening to John speak also had their great expectations. John's followers thought that John would do great and mighty things. They had thought that their master and their mentor would be the cause of many mighty and memorable things. They were expecting him to be the Christ, to be the Messiah, to free Israel from Rome and the puppet King Herod. But no. John repeatedly and over and over and over again said that he too was in great expectation, that John too was waiting for something great and mighty to happen, that John himself too was expecting something that would prove memorable. Despite what his followers had thought, John repeatedly told them to wait. To wait. There's something greater coming. And that greater thing was to save Israel from itself. Yes, the greater thing was coming. But that greater thing was more grand and more great and more mighty than John had been ever expecting. That thing was to save Israel from itself. To save Israel from its own sinfulness, its own pride, its own presuppositions, its own fears and faults. To not merely to be God's chosen people, to not merely be the favored bride of God, the bridegroom. The greater thing was to imprint God's very likeness, his very essence, into the people of God. St. Augustine and St. Athanasius, these fathers of the saints, say it so very well. God became man so that man may become God. The greater thing that John and his followers were expecting is God to save us from ourselves. This is why Jesus was baptized. Not to raise an army, not to bully bullies, not to wreak violence and hatred, but to save Israel and all of us from ourselves. This is why Jesus was baptized, so that the events of Holy Week may be made manifest in the holy people of God. The baptism was Jesus' way to insert his very life, his very essence, his ministry, his passion, his resurrection into our very existence. By going into the darkness of the waters of death and by rising out of the waters and being made clean and spotless, bright as the day star, Jesus Christ has given us a new life, a new way of being, so that the Father may say to us, as he says to his Son, "You are my beloved Son. On you, my favor rests." By giving us a gateway to imitate his actions, the Father gave us an opportunity to allow us to enter into Jesus' life so that we too can say, without apology, without hesitation, without any fear, that yes, I too am a child of the everlasting God. So that we can see Christ's life into every action we perform. So that we can die to our pride and live in the humility of Christ. So that we can overcome our wants and be content with our needs, so that we can overcome the empty life of faster cars and faster cell phones and live life to the fullness. Live life to the fullest by feasting on the bread of angels. Indeed, John and his followers were in a fit of expectation. But what God had provided not only fulfilled what they had expected, it obliterated their expectations and recreated them into the light of new life. There was once a young man who took a trip to southern France with a revered and old friend who himself was a priest. They were traveling with a young girl who was on her way to meet up with her fiancé. And as the day ended, they stopped by an old inn. And as his friends were going to bed, this young man stayed up with this middle-aged innkeeper. It turns out that the innkeeper was very interested in God and loved to debate about religion. This young man, fresh from his degree in liberal arts, was happy to engage in a conversation. They spent all night debating over the gospel, arguing whether or not Jesus was really God, or if the Eucharist was a mere memorial, or whether it was truly the body and blood of God given over to us to eat. This young man, he didn't expect this kind of conversation. He was only in his 20s with his long life ahead of him. And here was this innkeeper, this middle-aged guy with his wife, his kids, and his small business. This young man didn't expect that he would meet such a personality, yet here he was. Upon sunrise, this young man, this young priest, heard this innkeeper's confession and absolved his sins. Within hours, he had unexpectedly turned to his friend, the Archbishop Diego of Osma, telling him that he, Dominic, was called to found a company of men destined to preach the rich and deep mysteries of Jesus Christ. In that late night conversation, Dominic didn't expect this call. He was a man content with being a monk in the cathedral, visiting his parents once a year in northern Spain. But from this unexpected conversation, he found a great treasure. He found a great calling. He found what was to be the order of preachers. Dominic didn't want to found the order. That's the ironic thing. He was content to be the city monk that he was, but he lived his baptism to the fullness and found that his expected life took an unexpected, awe-inspiring turn. When they cornered John the Baptist, the people of God were expecting something huge. They had expected Rome to be overthrown, Israel to be set free, David's throne to be restored. And they were set with these expectations. They couldn't think that God would reveal his promises in any other way. Yet, God had bolder plans. Indeed, God did conquer Rome and threw her into the arms of Christ. Indeed, God did set Israel free and remove the bonds of the law and gave her the law of compassion. Indeed, God did restore David's throne and he sat his own son upon it. What Israel was expecting was some sort of military king. What they received was the road to immortality. We should expect things from God. We should expect that he hears and he answers our prayers. But we ought to remember that God knows how to bring us into the fullness of life so much better than we. May we expect the Lord to answer our prayers, yes, but to answer them in his own way, in his own time, in ways that far exceeds our greatest and our most fantastic dreams.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Director Gary Glover, Associate Director Nancy Pham, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.